This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning President's Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Aha! And I'm wearing the championship hat tonight and the shirt. Now, to great radio stations all across America, we say thank you and welcome aboard, as well as around the world and via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab the same exact way. And Parler, when they come back, will be over there the same way. Don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from the frozen tundra of the panhandle of Florida, where tomorrow night it'll be what, Frank?
I think they said something ridiculous like 22 degrees.
Okay. All right. Well, it is Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website and podcast. Okay. You ready to say the pledge?
I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. By the way, Chicago would take that temperature you just bellowed out, because I just told you what the weather was like in Chicago right now.
Yeah, they're wearing shorts up there, minus 30. Big deal.
Uh-huh, if you say so.
You know, it's February in Chicago. They're used to it, but the people down here, they are going to be, everyone's going to be apoplectic at 22 degrees overnight tomorrow.
Well, you're right. Now, we got to talk about this impeachment thing over the weekend, because the liberal Hollywood celebrities are going absolutely nuts over this. Not only the celebrities, but also the news people. CNN chose to totally ignore anything over the weekend about little old Governor Cuomo in New York, which is a different story we'll get into in a minute. But what the hell? You know, Mitch McConnell comes out and he gave this lengthy speech, and I got the copy of what he said right here. And in it, he infers that the president's not out of the woods yet. Seven Republicans joined the Democrats. They've already censured a couple of them. What else is going to happen here?
Well, this has all been political theater. Quite honestly, the statement Mitch McConnell made after the acquittal of the president should be enough to have the Republicans in the Senate call for an immediate vote of confidence on him. Mm-hmm. I was appalled at what he said afterwards, leaving it open for a prosecution. He inferred there's going to be a prosecution on this, even though there was an acquittal in the Senate that says, okay, there was no insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
There was no insurrection that he's guilty of. He didn't do anything. He was acquitted. To say that jeopardizes double jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's not a Republican leader. I'm sorry. I've got the guy in the tip of my nose, but it's time for Mitch to go. Mm-hmm. He's nothing more than a swamp creature that has spent way too much time in leadership and in the Republican Party and in the Senate. It's time for him to go home.
Did you hear what Jonathan Turley said about this?
I missed his, yeah.
He said, well, Jonathan Turley absolutely verified what you said 100%. He said that there is no charge of no incitement, and there is going to be no charge to come up because of what you were talking about. Plus, he also said that to anybody to do so would prompt all torts, the case would immediately go to the Supreme Court because that's where it would have to be decided.
It would have to be decided in the judicial branch. This mm-hmm. whole thing needed to be decided in the judicial branch because he's a private citizen now.
Yep.
You can't go retro. With the precedent that he just set, if the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, they could impeach Kamala Harris for bailing rioters out in Los Angeles when she was a secretary or a attorney general there. You know, they could go back and impeach Barack Obama. They could re-impeach Bill Clinton. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Al in Nebraska would take, he feels your pain. He said he would gladly take your 22 degrees, considering right now where he's at in Nebraska, it is 20 below zero.
Yeah. We got an Arctic chill coming through the country. We're going to hear some ridiculous numbers.
Yeah. Well, the other morning when I was on the air Saturday, it was 61 below zero in Grand Forks, North Dakota, with the wind.
That's some good jogging.
That is
right
brutal.
There.
That is brutal, man. Okay. Well, getting back to this impeachment stuff, we're going to have an attorney on here at the bottom of the hour, Amanda Mackey. She's going to be answering some questions with us about the double jeopardy issue and what they can and they can't do, because this, to me, they've done it twice now, and I realize they're trying to ruin Donald Trump. They're trying to cause him all the hate and discontent they possibly can, because he tried to upset their little golden apple cart with all the gold and the diamonds that were in it.
Well, what they've done is they've turned impeachment into a political weapon. Now, impeachment has always been a political maneuver. It is politically based. When you look at the wording of the Constitution, it takes place in the legislative branch, not the judicial branch. Even though the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court oversees the hearing in the Senate, it happens in the legislative branch. So it's a political tool. It's not a judicial tool. Otherwise, charges would have been filed and he would have been prosecuted. And as we saw right after January 6th, even the prosecutor in D.C. said he wasn't going to bring any charges.
Right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we are going to tell you about what we think this costs, because we know what the first impeachment trial costs. So we're just going to multiply that and see what we can come up with here. You will be astonished when you hear the amount. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
That's right. And, you know, nearly a week goes by when I don't get a call from my buddy Sean up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, including all the way up into the frozen tundra of the Midwest. And Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes for the life of your vehicle and tire rotation. Now, you can't beat the selection of Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all colors, all accessories, whatever you can think of, they got it. Now, clean trade-ins are coming too, and they're commanding a great resale value. So you can take advantage of your trade-in, get some more money than what you thought you were going to get, and you can upgrade your ride now, or you can buy a certified pre-owned vehicle and get a warranty on top of that, plus free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means active military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get taken very good care of at Moss Nissan. Now remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and check out that Rogue, the brand new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you and watch and see what happens. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, sir, sir. Now, Mr. Al in Nebraska is saying they all fear former President Trump because all clear-thinking Americans want what he was trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And you know, let's just take the coronavirus for an example.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy who could have done exactly what Joe Biden did. Allowed the little fascist Fauci to do whatever he wants and make mm-hmm. mandates and edicts with the force of law. Instead, he said, I'm here to help the governors in any way I can because this is a state issue.
Mm-hmm.
When have you ever heard the federal government cede to the states? Well,
never.
That's what they're supposed to do. That's the kind of government we should all want, is mm-hmm. one that says, well, the Constitution pretty much says that's the purview of the states.
Mm-hmm.
Let's help the states where we can, but it's their thing.
Sure. Now, Lindsey Graham has warned Kamala Harris that she could be the next impeachment target because the Democrats have opened a huge Pandora's box with all of this going after Donald Trump.
Well, this is what we were talking about in the first segment. With the precedent that's been set now that we can go after people who are now passed from office, that means the legislative branch can go after anybody they want. We can go after Hillary Clinton. We can go after Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. We can go back to anybody we want to, and start having senatorial tribunals about their actions while they were in office. This is why it was so important for the Senate to say we can't have this. We can pass a motion to say that the judicial branch should look into this, that the Department of Justice should look into this to see if they can prosecute or investigate or whatever they want to do over there. That's where the private citizenry is dealt with, is the judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
What we just did was take a political body and said we're going to have a political persecution of somebody who's now a private citizen.
Mm. Now, New York has Governor Cuomo. And Matt Gaetz has really been laying it on pretty thick. He said that Governor Cuomo and his staff have blood in their hands, according to Representative Matt Gaetz, who's here out of Florida's District Number 1, which I think is up there near where you're at.
That's us, yeah.
Okay, he's turned some blame elsewhere, and I'll get to that in a minute. But Janice Dean, in the meantime, the weather machine from Fox News, has called for a full-scale federal and state criminal investigation and has been for quite a while. Meantime, the former New York governor, two-term governor George Pataki, a Republican, has said that the new details about Cuomo should trigger an immediate recall effort, which I understand has already started.
On each of those measures, I agree 100%. I think there should be a federal investigation on the fact that Cuomo deceived and lied not only his state but the nation during a pandemic, and that means the numbers going into an organization like the CDC, which had its own problems during this thing, but the numbers coming in were wrong, and he did it knowingly because of vanity, because of political expediency. That's unacceptable on every level. So we need a federal investigation into that to see if there's criminal charges that shouldn't be filed. Janice Dean, my God, my heart goes out to her because of what she lost during this.
Yeah.
You know, so my prayers are with her and her extended family. You know, as far as the recall effort, if the legislature up there was actually serving the people of New York, they'd start immediate impeachment proceedings because they were lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And that means state tax dollars and money they were getting from the federal government to help combat this, the number, they weren't playing with accurate numbers.
Mm-hmm. Now,
all the way around, Cuomo is guilty, guilty, guilty. And I'm saying that I'm prejudging him, but if I were on the jury, there'd be no question. It's obvious what he did.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is CNN and that short, fat guy, that little left-wing media pundit, Brian Stetler, totally ignored saying one word about Governor Cuomo and the nursing home scandal altogether all weekend long. And the other was the news wing that never said a word about it, like it wasn't even a news story.
Well, of course not. Fredo works there. They were gonna do anything against Fredo's brother. Don't you think Brian Stetler looks a little bit like George Costanza from Seinfeld?
Matter of fact, he does.
Yeah, and he's about as credible. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Here's where I'm going with the money. I did a little research here to try to find out what the impeachment trials were costing. So the first impeachment trial, according to Roll Call, cost $1.83 million. But I went to my old friends at the Heritage Foundation, who I think is a little bit better at what they do. They came up with a tag of $3.06 million, which includes the salaries of not only the senators involved, but also 106 congressional staffers and six lawyers. Now, this figure doesn't include the Senate trial that just happened, and it's only accurate through the end of December 2020, which was as far as the numbers would take me. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you take that $3.06 million and you double it, at least $6 million was wasted on these two trials. What could we have done with that?
Well, I'm going to pad that number just a little bit. The political theater that's been happening in Washington, D.C., that Nancy Pelosi mandated and the Democrats have mandated a razor wire wall around the Capitol building and manpower brought in from the National Guard. They kept that there for theatrical purposes. There was no threat to the Capitol anymore. The only activist threat that's happening in the streets is happening in Seattle and Portland right now, and they don't have any walls up over there. So you need to add the cost of what that political theater cost in keeping the National Guard around the Capitol as well when you talk about the impeachment cost.
Mm. By the way, Eric Swalwell, the gift that keeps on giving, the Chinese spy that went in from the dark or out from the dark or whatever you want to say, he over the weekend made the comment that God was a woman. I must have missed something in my Bible.
I don't know what to do. This guy should be about as he should be as far away from political office as humanly possible.
That's right.
For his scandal with a known spy from communist China, he should have been made to resign his seat. If it was a Republican who had this happen to him, they would have been screaming for his resignation from the top of the mountain. Now, the additional reason he shouldn't be anywhere near political office is that he's a moron.
Mm, good reason. But he's from California.
And from the San Francisco area.
That's right.
So, you know, what are you supposed to do? It's a land of Pelosi. They keep sending her back. So you almost have to question the intellectual fortitude of the people of San Francisco.
Well, let's question this. There's a new poll, a couple of polls involving two California political leaders. One of them happens to be Gavin Newsom. The other one is Dianne Feinstein. Both of them are underwater, and the people have turned on them, both of them, big time.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom's in trouble, and he could have screwed it up for Democrats because the next governor gets to seat whoever Feinstein is if she retires early.
There you go. All right, we will talk to you on Friday. Have yourself a great day, and stay warm.
Stay low, my son.
All right, Frank Salvato. And by the way, it's going to drop into the 20s tomorrow night up there where he's at. That doesn't count. Anything else may be coming along. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder, Larry Elder. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. I will be this week in Largo. They were over in Sarasota over the weekend. Had a tremendous crowd there. Appreciate them very much. And we will see you Saturday and Sunday. Now, I'll be there Saturday from 10 to 2. The event is 9 to 5 on Saturday at Mid-Reg Hall in Largo. And it's also on Sunday, 9 to 3. They'll have the concealed carry class. They had a full class yesterday at the one that I, or on Saturday, the one that I saw. So be prepared. Be prepared. All right, to the telephone line we go. And we have Amanda Mackey. That's M-A-K-K-I in the name. Website, AmandaMackey.com. She is an attorney, and she also is a GOP consultant, and she's worked with the Trump campaign. You went to Wisconsin and worked up there on the election, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and unfortunately, not a whole heck of a lot happened. But now, and by the way, before I go over to the obvious topic we're going to talk about, impeachment, there's these lawsuits starting to emerge about the election. Not that they're going to go anywhere, but what is going on here?
Well, you know, the Democrats want a pound of flesh. And so you have a proliferation, what I think will be a proliferation of lawsuits, or at least talking about it already, as soon as the, you know, the ink wasn't even dry on Saturday's impeachment vote, and they were talking about what they're going to do from here forward. So you have Georgia's the Secretary of State investigation on the phone calls that President Trump had with him. I mean, the way that, you know, they're looking at it is that you know, he was trying to turn an election. There's another Georgia investigation, Fulton County DA's office. They've opened up a criminal investigation into his President Trump's attempts to influence the administration of the 2020 Georgia elections. Then you have criminal charges, criminal investigations in New York, where the Manhattan DA's office is looking into whether the Trump Organization violated state laws. Never mind the fact of what happened, what Cuomo did last week, but let's look at, you know, someone who's no longer in office, and that's what they're doing instead of focusing really where they should be focusing on, which is Governor Cuomo. But insurance fraud, tax fraud, and other things, they believe the Trump Organization misled when applying for loans. So, and then lastly, you have in Washington, federal prosecutors investigating the insurrection at the Capitol, having basically signaled that, you know, Trump could have, you know, been involved, obviously, same as the impeachment, but looking at, perhaps what, happened with Kevin McCarthy's conversation with him that came out late Friday night, that he had a conversation with the president, allegedly. Kevin McCarthy denies that he had a conversation, but the context of the conversation is that they had a conversation and that that the president wasn't willing to do anything to stop the violence. So you have this in this realm of, you know, what the possibility is for lawsuits.
All right, well, let's drift over to this subject. There were seven Republicans that joined with the Democrats to vote to convict former President Trump. Obviously, they needed 67 votes. They got 57, so that's done, over with. But we understand that now the Democrats may also come back in the Senate with the invocation of the 14th Amendment. Is there any truth to that?
I don't think that there's going to be more action on this in the legislative bodies. Look, Joe Biden wants to move on. I mean, this isn't helpful for them necessarily. Now, I took a different approach that, you know, this kind of covers up for all the things that they're doing, and they're doing, you know, flipping in and doing these executive orders. But I think there is an understanding here that Joe Biden does want to administer the Democrats for, it's been a very long time in the Senate since they've had control. Now they want to, you know, they're chairmen of committees. They want to move on and do their things in the committees. They want to get some of his appointees through. I'm hearing that his people who are his top donors, who are potential ambassadors or looking for ambassadorships, are really upset with him because, you know, they haven't heard from him at all on this. So they've got to move on. You know, too much time has been wrapped up in this, even though it was the shortest impeachment trial ever in our history. You know, people want to move on. So I don't think the action is going to be taken there. I think the action is going to be, as I referenced, in these states, and then potential actions that could come about from individuals who are looking. I mean, I've been hearing about sexual harassment lawsuits. So, you know, the end of this may never be, you know, within sight, but I don't think it's going to be taking place in the Senate or in the House.
No, and the people are really fed up with all of this. I mean, they want the government to do something. Now we're hearing that Joe Biden says, well, we got to hurry up and get them $1,400 checks. We got to hurry up and do that. And Janet Yellen says, yes, we need it like yesterday. Okay, well, whatever. But we know where we've been for the last couple of months, and it's not been with taking care of the people.
Right. Well, you know, Joe Biden said he would come in and within the first 100 days schools would be open. He said that, you know, he would have a million shots in the arm within the first 100 days of it. I mean, they're not even close to where, I'm sorry, 100 million. They're not even close to where they need to be on those things. You know, we have a border crisis with migrants trying to come across the border from Honduras into Guatemala and ultimately at our southern border. What did the president do last week? He opened up the borders. Now he wants to shut down Florida. He wants to restrict travel to Florida, which I will stand on this. I believe it is unconstitutional. You cannot single out one state. But again, this is political. No. You know, no. They have Governor Ron DeSantis, who is arguably the most popular governor in America, and they know who they have to cut off at the knees. And so it's, you know, it's political. It's becoming political in nature, but also people are getting frustrated that, you know, with COVID continuing and, you know, people still struggling through this economic downturn because of governors and mayors that are Democrats who have shut down their economy. Mm-hmm. People can't go back to work. People's businesses are struggling mm-hmm. or closing. Nearly 500,000 people lost their jobs in the restaurant industry in December alone.
Mm-hmm.
What has Joe Biden done since he's been in office?
Yeah, and made things worse, because you got to remember, when we hear about the Keystone XL pipeline, which, oh, by the way, I'll get into that discussion here. Well, maybe. Let's see if I can find it here. I found out something about the Keystone XL pipeline. What you hear this one? Even though the president has canceled by executive order the Keystone XL pipeline, the Senate on February the 5th, 2021, voted with some support from the Democrats to support the pipeline with an amendment, a GOP amendment, supporting the energy project, and they have enough votes to take care of Kamala Harris if she were to vote. So this now could get very interesting.
Well, I know that Joe Manchin wrote a letter to President Biden telling him to reverse course on that. So, you know, look, the Keystone XL pipeline permit that was revoked by President Biden does nothing to help anyone except for the environmentalists who think mm-hmm. this is a bad project. But guess what they're going to do? The Keystone folks are the company that was Keystone XL pipeline. Basically, they're just going to shift gears and send things over to China instead of sharing it in the United States, instead of having the pipeline from Canada go to the United States. They're just going to ship everything to China.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to be more worse for our environment?
Yep.
What was the point of this?
They're going to take the pipeline. They're going to keep it in Canada. They're going to pump it right straight over, as you said, over to Canada for the Chinese ships to come over and pick up their own oil. You bet.
Well, and so that's worse for the environment. 11,000 jobs lost. These are good paying jobs. And these are jobs that pay over $100,000 a year.
Yep.
And he wants them to now shift to clean, you know, wind and solar, which pays in the 40s or 50s. That's like telling you, you know, take a 75% pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you want to promote policies that only is just political for you? It's mm-hmm. clear this is political.
Yeah, obviously. And I'm talking to Amanda Mackey. Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. And go over there, check out all the different things. She's on television. I've seen you on Fox, Newsmax, One American News Network. And
I'll be on Newsmax every Thursday at 12:30 and 1:30 in the afternoon. That's the John Bachman Show. And I will be on this morning in the morning show at 9:35.
Okay. Very good. I'll be asleep by then, but that's okay. all right. Well, we have a very good idea of what all this money is costing us for this impeachment stuff. First time around, I'll go with the Heritage Foundation's $3.06 million because the way they figured it made more sense. So I guess you got to double that, and we got the amount, and you got about 30 seconds.
Well, look, I mean, we spent, I think, $30 million on the first impeachment. And we had a second impeachment. I mean, this knows no bounds. The Democrats don't care about spending, clearly, our money on things that, you know, are in the past. You know, this was arguably unconstitutional, and it didn't pass.
All right, we will see you maybe tomorrow night at Mugs.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.
Amanda Mackey, everybody, AmandaMackey.com, M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. And I'll tell you all about Mugs here after we come back with Patrick.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And she and her husband, Don, operate the Double D Ranch, which is a horse ranch. And they teach horseback riding and equestrian skills and all that stuff were taught there as well. She's also a competitor, I might add. And she was the first female traffic copter reporter for the old Howard Stern show years ago in New York City. All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, Don't forget, when you get stopped by, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now you can call them to set up an appointment, 941-922-2345. Once again, that number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might save a bunch of money just because of that. All right. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone guy himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you this fine morning?
Not too bad, and I'm probably feeling almost as good as Mike McDowell is, although he's $1 million richer.
He sure is, Captain. I mean, this is his first victory.
14 years.
14 years in the Cup Series. Can you believe it? God bless him, man. I mean, he knocked out Mr. Hamlin from doing it the third time. He finished fifth. He won stage one and two, but fell in the lead during the final green flag pit cycle with about 30 laps to go. He would have been the first driver to repeat three in a row. Only three guys before him did back-to-back.
You know there's always going to be what they call the big one. Now, normally the big one happens about 10 laps to go in the race. Last year, when Ryan Newman almost got killed with that horrific wreck that they showed over and over again and interviewed him, he doesn't even remember what happened to him. Last year was bad enough. But this year, two laps to go, and they have that massive flaming wreck where, thank God, nobody got seriously hurt. But I'll tell you what, I thought somebody was going to burn to death in one of those cars.
Yeah, it was a heck of a fiery crash, Captain, to say the least. You know, it's the 20th anniversary of the great one, you know, Earnhardt passing away.
That's right.
The 2500. And, you know, what a legend he was, what a legacy. Ryan Newman's alive because of him, in my opinion, and a lot of other drivers, too, because after he passed away, everybody said, well, if he can go, anybody can go, and we better look at doing some restraints here and doing some more safety precautions.
Sure did.
You know, what a man for him to just come up from nowhere to beat Dale Earnhardt Jr., the legend, and then doing things after his passing to help out the sport, too. So, rest in peace and God bless him. And it was just a great, great event yesterday. It's a shame it took forever. Didn't finish till after midnight, Captain. But
well, I know. I was watching it, and I'm not surprised because they do definitely want to get the race in when they get it started, because all those people have come from all around the country and all around the world. And I believe what they have, 30,000 people in the stands?
Yes, that is correct, Captain. Yes.
All right. They all seem to be socially distanced, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did it right. You know, which, hey, hopefully everybody will learn from that. You know, let's start opening it up a little bit. Let's, you know, make it to where some people can get back to living and enjoy life. And, you know, let you make the choice on how you want to live and what you want to do. And that's what this great country is all about. So, I'm very, very happy for Mr. McDowell. God bless him and his family. And it's nice to see someone win who isn't supposed to win, Captain. I like when that happens myself.
Okay, let's get into a little baseball, because baseball is right around the corner. And we've got probably going to be some more signings or tradings going on here, I would think, in the next week or so. But when do they start? Next week?
Well, pitchers and catchers are going to report on Wednesday. And, you know, then the rest of the guys will come over the weekend, and they'll get right into it. So they didn't revise their spring training this year. So I'm glad to see that. It'd be nice. Hopefully they'll let a few of us get up to the ballpark and watch them. That would be nice. And the first games will be on February 28th. So 2 weeks from yesterday, you'll be able to go watch your teams play in Arizona and in Florida. And that's going to be very exciting for a lot of people.
Well, they're going to be letting fans in for the hockey games and also the basketball games, but I don't know how many. Do you know?
No, they're still debating on how many they're going to allow in there. And, you know, down there in Sunrise, Florida, South Florida, the Florida Panthers have been doing a little bit more of letting people come in and just doing social distancing and being smart about it. And I think everybody can learn a little bit from them down there. So hopefully it'll start opening up and we'll get back to the way things were in 2019 during this time of year, Captain. Okay.
Well, they're saying if the pandemic gets put out the way that it should be in Israel, they're getting some direct results with the Pfizer vaccine that's over there, which is the two-shot deal, that 94% there's been a 94% decrease in cases since they started with the Pfizer vaccine, 94% decrease.
Well, that's fantastic. That's what we need to have, mm-hmm. and get people back to normal and let's, you know, enjoy.
Yep, so if Israel can do it, there's no reason why we can't.
Exactly, Captain. Exactly. If they're getting it done over there, let's get it done over here. It's real mm-hmm. simple. So, you know, great, great points. We're all looking forward here in Florida and Arizona to watch spring training. And everybody across is waiting to see their teams.
And I know the Northerners are down here to see the spring training because everywhere you look, you got baseball tags in these cars everywhere you look.
No, yeah, especially up and down Fort Myers to Tampa, spring training capital, a little bit in Central Florida. And over on the other coast, you go up and down yep. the coast there from Palm Beach yep. all the way.
Saw
up
it over the weekend. Saw the Pittsburgh Pirates people walking in there from out of state. The people from Maryland for the Baltimore Orioles walking in from out of state. Even had some folks from the Rays that were from out of state that came in because they heard about the gun show.
Yes, sir. I brought that up on the show yesterday. So thank you. All right, my friend. Well, you take care. And
yep.
Have a wonderful day. Thank
All right, we'll talk to you on Friday if we don't see you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Patrick Hyland, and that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. And by the way, this is what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Now, one of the other things that Patrick Hyland will do, you veterans that are out there, if you're having trouble trying to get your benefits and you're having any trouble at all, let's say with your TRICARE insurance and that donut hole that's in there now or the additional expense, he has a way to help you not only save having to pay that money, but also something that's very affordable that if you're on Social Security, you'll get your Social Security Medicare money back, which is something you probably haven't heard of before or you'd already be doing it. All right, now. George, up in Minneapolis, sent me this message. I'm going to repeat it. Currently, it's, and this was at, what was this? This was 3 hours ago. Currently, it's 15 below zero just south of Minneapolis, St. Paul. As you expect it to be, 20 below zero and even colder tomorrow night. Anybody going much north of St. Louis should plan on these temps and should have fuel additives in place before they leave the south. Anti-gel additives are typically not in fuel purchased in the south, which is true. You get a lot of water and you get a lot of dirt. Now, this cold looks to reach as far west as Montana, as far east as Michigan. It's actually going over into New England by the end of the week. It's also smart to carry warm clothes, blankets, food, and a means of communication would be wise, whether it's a cell phone, whether it's an amateur radio, or whether or not it's a CB radio. Very smart. Could save your life out there on the road. And, George, we appreciate the update from you. I know that's keeping you busy. Well, I hear the music coming up in my ear, but let me just tell you, this has been a very busy night, and we'll see what happens this President's Day. I don't know who's going to try to outdo two for the news that's out there. We'll know soon enough, won't we? But today, it is President's Day. It is a day that they're having a big rally down in Mar-a-Lago. George the Godfather's going down there. They're going to have flag waving, sign waving right out in front of where the president is at. And we'll see how that works out. Probably see it on the news later. In the meantime, I'll see you tonight. God.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart.
Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.